Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
You're listening to
It's Christmas! Christmas, Barnes. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas. We've done it. We've got to the end.
We've got through 25 podcasts. We've done the whole month. The days after Christmas, but I don't matter.
The listeners have also maybe got through 25 episodes.
Oh, listeners, we're there with you, holding your hand. And we thought it was only right to do on the final day a sitcom that is a staple in the British viewing. It is Only Fools and Horses.
We're not doing that. We're doing the film Local Hero.
We are doing the My Hero Christmas special.
Oh, no, it's no Local Hero, the film.
I've never seen that. Is it about a local hero?
It's got Dire Straits on it, so you play...
Well, that sounds quite good, actually. I quite like the sound of that.
Yeah, it's not Only Fools and Horses.
Let's not do Only Fools and Horses.
Stick a bunny in your pocket. I'll fetch the suitcase from the van. Because if you want... But you don't ask questions, then brother, I'm your man. Cause where it all comes from is a mystery. It's like the changing of the seasons and the tides of the sea. But here's the one that's driving me berserk. Why do only fools and horses work? La 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 la.
What are we starting with? Episode one of the trilogy.
No, just start with number three, obviously.
Just let them know what happens at the end. Heroes and villains. Now, I was so pumped when this was released. Like, Only Fools and Horses as a kid was one of the first things I'd ever watched, like, grown-up shows. And these were just fucking great. I remember watching this, and I don't think I'd laugh that much up to this point. Heroes and villains. So, do you want to tell us a bit about it, Barnsley?
Yeah, minus 2 points.
There isn't a Christmas intro, which is really annoying, to be honest.
But also, the intro... there's no mention of Christmas whatsoever in the three episodes.
Well, Recently, I've been reading David Jason's third autobiography, The 12 Tales of Christmas, where one of the things they were trying to do is do Christmas specials, but without mentioning Christmas.
How did I know that book was going to come up today?
Well, I'm glad we got some use out of it. I'll put that on expenses. But yeah, this one, the intro as well, being set in the future of like Peckham is like a dystopian nation, like full of spaceships and stuff. And Rodney is a really old man, much how he looks now. And they go in and Damien is like in charge of the world.
When you watched this originally, did you think, oh no, is this going to be the whole episode?
Yeah. I thought, oh no, I don't want this. And then it's all a dream. All a dream.
In the future, it's November 2026, which hasn't even happened yet. That's how far the future is.
I like that they went high with the future. We need to review it on the November 2026.
As I said, people are going to be like on the day, like Only Fools and Horses Day.
Yeah.
No, like, sorry. They're going to be like they are on Back to the Future Day and go, look, we're in the future now. Damien is now running things.
It'd be amazing if that is the case. But then they wake up. Well, then Rodney wakes up. He's asleep on the sofa. And then it's just like a traditional Derek Trotter's Christmas in the flat.
You're forgetting the adverts, which were for Air Trotter, I think. Meat Fingers.
Meat Fingers looked absolutely disgusting.
And Del Boy's Family Planning.
That was it. Trotter, go equip. It was... Yeah, man, it just gives me good feelings watching this. Do you get that with Only Fools and Horses at all?
Yeah, well, when you're watching it, you think that you'd like to stay in Nelson Mandela House for a bit.
Yeah, you just like them all, don't you?
They've got some radios that keep going off and some horse riding helmets that some git has painted red.
Red. And then I always watch this thinking, like, Del Boy has, like, possibly the perfect life.
Why?
He's not got like a real job, is he, or anything? Just goes out, flogs stuff, gets drunk, and then becomes rich. It's the ideal, man.
And he's built Rodney an chunky identity bracelet that says Rooney.
I did love this. I did love that.
That was before Rain Rooney. That's before anyone knew how to spell Rooney.
Yeah, but that's copperplate writing.
Oh no, Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney. There's been Rooneys before. Wayne wasn't the first Rooney. Just to clarify that, Trev.
He was the first Rooney.
Was he the first Rooney?
Yeah.
I love that. I'm trying to remember the next bit of that.
Trigger's Broom.
This is one of these bits. Not only has it got the climactic scene of this, but it has Trigger's Broom, which is, I think, quoted all the time.
I think it's even quoted in Doctor Who. It's about if you remove a broom head, is it still the same broom? It's like, that's Trigger's Broom.
What's your opinion? Is it the same broom?
No, it's a new broom, isn't it?
It's had 12 heads, 17 handles.
If it had had just 17 new handles and had the same head, then we might still be able to count it as the same broom.
Because it's the same brush then, isn't it? It's not the same broom.
Yeah.
It does say a lot about the council at the time of not just replacing a whole broom. How much money are you saving from that one bit of wood?
The only problem with Trigger is that he's not stupid like Dougal. He actually thinks that he doesn't realise he's being stupid.
I think it's probably the best Trigger line, I think. And there's another bit where he's showing the photo of him getting a medal and he's going, look, Dave, photo of me getting my medal. That's me.
That's me.
Oh, that's you, is it? Just to clarify.
And
I do like that. I'm going to do that one, showing people photos from now on.
Rodney and Cassandra are on a rotor trying to make a baby.
And he pulls out the world's biggest frame.
I like the fact that they talk about quite adult things, but because they don't really say exactly what they're saying, you can get away with it on a prime time.
I think as well, like, the difference with it as well, like, when there is the miscarriage, that whole thing in the lift goes directly into a joke like that. And that's good writing. I don't think there's many sitcoms that could pull that off. I go from, like, a really... And, like, one of my favourite things, and also one of the bits I auditioned to get into college with, was to conversate the speech that Dale does when granddad's died. The old, families, what a waste of time. Pull you apart, let you down, and break your bloody heart. And I just think, for that, I don't think there's any sitcom that does it as well as this.
You've changed, Dale.
Yeah, well, it was about time you did. Come on, we've got to go down and market later on.
I mean, your personality has changed. I've seen a side of you I never knew existed.
You don't understand, Rodney.
You're right about that, Dale. I mean, look at you. Last night, you was laughing, you was drinking. I mean, why didn't you just put your Boney M record on, Del? We could have had a good old Lisa. It was Granddad. How could you get over it so easily?
Get over it? What a plonker you really are, Rodney. Get over it? I ain't even started yet. I ain't even started, bruv. And do you know why? Because I don't know how to. That's why. Survived all my life with a smile and a prayer. I'm Del Boy, ain't I? Good old Del Boy. He's got more bounce than Zebedee. Hey, pal, what are you drinking? Go on. Hello, darling. You have one for luck. That's me. That's Del Boy, innit? Nothing ever upsets Del Boy. I've always played the tough guy. I didn't want to, but I had to. And I've played it for so long now, I don't know how to be anything else. I don't even know how to... Oh, it don't matter. Bloody families, I've finished with them. What do they do to you, eh? Hold you back, drag you down, and then they break your bloody heart.
But in the second episode, we've moved into this second episode already. The third episode, he's moaning at Rodney because he's hiding his feelings. But that's what Del does about Granddad. He's just being exactly. Del Boy still.
Well, it just shows the evolution of the character a bit as well, of going like he is Rodney's father. And it's weird to see it unveil of going, oh, actually. And the bit I do like, I don't know, we're not talking about it individually episode-wise, but when Rodney buys Del, spoiler alert, the watches in the beginning happen to be worth a lot of money and they become rich. And one of the things Rodney does to Del is he buys him a Rolls Royce to say thank you for everything. And I just think that was a really lovely touch. These are just so delicately put together and perfect episodes. That they did afterwards with it.
Well, yeah, there's pathos, and then there's your Uncle Albert drinking urine out of the fridge.
Yeah, but that's it, though, isn't it? It's what a family does, though, isn't it? I suppose, like, that is a family. Like, one minute you're having a conversation about someone you've lost, and the next minute you're having an argument over where the last jelly bean, and where has it gone?
Why is Rodney reading The Sun that says, Frenny Starr stole my trotter?
I don't know. That is amazing, though.
That's an in-joke, isn't it? Well, that's why would the trotters be reading a paper that's got trotter on the front and they don't even look at it?
That's genius. I like a little in-joke as well. I'm trying to think of other like highlighted moments in this as well. I like that when it was released, they did it all over the same Christmas period. So it was all in 1997. Yeah. When they came back in 2001, 2002, sorry fans, if I've got that wrong,
oh, and at one point, I think they dress up as Batman and Robin. I don't think anyone remembers that.
I think they do dress as... It's still funny, though.
Well, I've heard about it.
It's just that, let's go!
Well, that apparently Nicholas Lyndhurst improvised that bit.
Oh, mate. It's perfect. It's like running through like the smoke as well, with the smoke machine.
Well, apparently the press wanted a shot of them to spoil the surprise, and they managed to shoot it before the press saw them. I thought, why would you do that for? Why would you spoil Christmas and ruin that joke? Because I don't think anyone knew what's going
to
happen.
No, and that joke's only made better with the scene at the end where they get to the fancy dress party and the guy hosting the fancy dress party has died. So they're all in funeral suits, so they jump in and go, and like spray the C string. And also the line before that is when Boycie lets them in and go, look, oh, Boycie's come as a penguin. And then they go, oh. More of the Joker, which is just a nice little line. And then you've got Trigger after that going, I didn't know it was cancelled either. Well, that's your suit. No, I've come as a chauffeur.
Yeah, I feel like I'm really standing out. Yeah, you do. Their car breaks down and Del is trying to find the problem with a lighter, which my dad did before a gas leak. Was going
did
around,
he?
Going around with a match. Like, what are you doing?
But it seemed like a logical thing, though, didn't it? It's like putting like a fork in a toaster. At the time, it's a good idea, and it's easier.
So episode two starts with they're going to have a party for the baby.
Yeah.
The baby names. Oh, does he have the baby names bit? I've forgotten. That might not be this show.
Not in that one, no.
Isn't it? Oh, if it's a boy, they're going to call it Rodney after Dave. Oh, that's a different one.
That's from the
other trilogy.
That's from the other one, yeah.
That's from the J.J. Abrams trilogy, isn't it? We're talking about the original.
Yeah, when they go into Interstellar.
And Del's trying to get a round of drinks.
Yeah.
25 quid for almost like 10 drinks.
And it was a hefty round.
Yeah. And then like, they, sorry.
Around that, even like a Weatherspoons round would be more than 25 for that.
But they don't, they just sit down and goes, right, go and get another one. It's like, what, yeah. Haven't you even finished the first lot yet?
Yeah, at least taste the drink.
A lot of this is feels like sketches.
Yeah.
I'm not dissing it. I'm just saying it just seems like set pieces in the middle. Like there's a bit where Del is asked for help for Rodney and Rodney rings up to try and apply for his own job.
Oh, you're not one of the Trotters brothers, are you?
No, I haven't got a brother.
That's really good, man. What we do is we get some stuff and then you sell it. Oh, you're just the man we've been looking for, see?
Yes, I can ride a bike.
I always find with that one when I was a kid going, but when he dialed in the number and gone, that's my brother's number.
Yeah. And also there's bits where Del is really close to behind him and you think he must be out of here. He's talking at the same time as this person.
I think that is the joy, though, of suspending your disbelief with it as well, isn't it? Because you want it to be funny.
Yes.
So you've already given it a bit more time in your mind. Because if it was something else, like, say, another not-so-successful sitcom, you'd be like, hold on a fucking minute. It makes no sense.
But when Raquel answers the phone,
yeah,
she sort of talks to Del and says, it's Rodney. Rodney will be able to hear that. She said that.
He would. And his jokes about the walls not being very, very strong. It's a nice vignette. Not a vignette, that makes no sense. It's a chocolate cake, vignette.
And they're running from Mr. Singh, surgery they've painted, it's coming off in clumps.
Yeah, and then like trying to make money, thinking, oh, why has he not got a helmet on that bike? Oh, because he's got a turban. And then tried to get rid of those crash helmets by putting a turban on them.
Different time.
It is very different times. You do watch it back now, I think.
But then Cassandra has a miscarriage, and it's cut by Del giving the long speech about when you get in there, you've got to be a man, you've got to be strong, and then he just cries his eyes out.
And that's a lovely speech as well, that whole you've got to be strong, it's about you. She needs you more than anything right now. And it's really lovely. And that's the joy, it's that bit to boom, laugh. And the line I like, which is a really nice line from Rodney, is where it's going, I lost our baby. I can't leave you with anything, can I? And it's just really nicely, just lands perfectly. I want to watch it again already talking about it. It makes me so happy.
And the punch at the end, my dad loved that bit. If you watched it, he would piss himself laughing every time he watched it, especially the, you should have gone private.
You should have gone private. Yeah, I like that bit. You should have gone prop. Bet you wish you went private now, didn't you?
You're all sodding useless!
Excuse me, sir.
What? Feeling better, sir?
Yes. Thank you, Doctor.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you.
Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Welcome back.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to think of more bits of that episode on it.
Did they always change their furniture around? Because it was quite clear in this one that the first episode they've got furniture from a park. They've got a park bench.
It's always a different sofa.
Yeah, and then the other one, they've got like single chairs.
Yeah, it's always changed. Like, I think, like, yeah, so every episode it's different seats.
So then we move on to the third episode. Raquel's mum and dad round.
Yeah.
What?
It's what it's called, isn't it? Tom on Our Hands.
Yes.
I hope it is. Yeah, what? So
we should have just ended it with this.
This should have ended it and not come back. And when I say not come back, and when small screen naughties happens and we inevitably do green grass at home, it should have just stopped here. It's perfect. The ending to this is a perfect sitcom ending.
Did you know the Only Fools and Horses thing that in the very first scene of the very first episode, Rodney is looking at receipts for that he's kept for the business?
Mm.
So ever since the series started, they've been millionaires. They didn't know it.
Yeah, which is clever, man. And then to end on them being millionaires and not know it, it's just beautiful.
It's just the faint. David Jason knows how to faint properly. He doesn't even look behind him. He just straight down.
Just collapses straight away. 2 million.
Uncle Albert buggers a gravy boat.
Yeah, changing it with coffee. Which, as well, analysing that as well, that's such a sitcom trait, isn't it? That's such a basic thing to put in there. Oh, he's put coffee. It's up there with you can't be in the same place. You can't be in two places at once. It is that, but it works. That's the annoying thing about it.
And then Uncle Abbott says, I don't want any gravy. And so he goes, have some. And then he calls him a git. And everyone around the room is probably thinking, what was that about?
Bon appetit, git. Oh, that's from Jolly Boy's outing.
Also, Dale could have eaten his dinner, couldn't he? Because he wouldn't have put the gravy on it.
Yeah. This is horrible. Only time that kid's funny in the whole of it.
Oh, you can't say that.
He's not very good. Well, there is the other line where you go, want to play war? No. this whole episode as well, and then like the idea of Raquel's dad being an antiques dealer is just brilliant. And then showing him all the crap down in the garage, being these watches. I'm watching it back. It's in either the second or first episode. Where Double goes, we're on his. I just want everyone to be happy and everything to be fine. It's like, well, take this. And he picks up the watch and going, this, it's not going to change our life. This thing can't change our life. And he throws it into like a frying pan.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is a nice little Easter.
Roger Roy Pack's not really in the third episode, is he? But then he gets the best line of everyone's famous for the Andy Warhol quote about fame. And he's like, Gandhi. Only made one good film. You don't see
it. Yeah, Gandhi. Oh, the delivery of that line as well. Like, that's one of my favourites ever. Who'd you like? Yeah, like Gandhi. He made one good film and you never saw it again.
And then I like at the end where they're celebrating in the car and their van is shaking while outside. Is it Sotheby's?
Yeah. Well, we've had worse days.
And the sign in the front says midwife on emergency call.
The thing is, with this, and like, and we touched already on like Rodney buying the car for Dal, when they go into the pub and everyone gives them a standing ovation, you just feel the love watch, and it couldn't have ended in any other way.
I won't lie. When Mike says to him, "Yes, sir," and then wants to buy the drinks, and he goes on the slate, he's like, "No, sir, on the house. I did do a little cry.
I don't know why.
Yes, sir. What can I get you?
Champagne all round. Thank you.
Hold on. Aren't you going to lift our wallets at home again?
Oh, please, sir. That is not a problem.
On the slate, Mike.
On the house, Del.
No, Michael. We'll pay our way. And while we're at it, we'll have all your sandwiches. That's it. Right. Okay.
No, that's not
good
for
some of these. No, Rodney. I'll get the sandwiches because you bought the rolls.
I think it's because it's that whole not giving up, isn't it? And like, and the idea that they were millionaires anyway. And like, Dale, he didn't know it, but he did know, kind of thing. And I just think the ending where there's just the three of them in the flat and it's got the voice of his dad, it's got the voice of granddad, and then they walk off into the sun. Next year, we could be billionaires. It's just, leave it there. Leave it there. He didn't need to do any more.
That's what gets me with the other specials is that Del didn't sell the flat, so they moved back into it, and it's exactly the same as it used to be. It wouldn't be, would it? It'd be slightly different.
Well, there's nothing in it on that last scene. There's only like a sofa and a box.
You think, even though they've gone bankrupt, they might be able to keep some of the furniture that they had for their big house and put it in the flat?
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, we're not reviewing that one.
We're not reviewing that one. Wait a minute. What do you want to give it?
Oh, hang on. I like the reference to the painting competition for the holiday.
Yeah?
But it's
not... I
don't
think I got that.
No, he's going... Oh, when I've ever lied to you, Rodney. The other year, when you said I won a painting competition, but forgot to tell me I had to pretend that I was 15 for the whole day, for the whole holiday. Yeah. But Red Dwarf have done it, and they've sort of said, oh, do you remember when we did this? Thought, oh, it's so clunky, the way they've done it. But it would be something that... Rodney would remember that. Like, oh, do you remember when you did this to me, Del?
Yeah, and it was just a nice kind of wrapping up of it all. And it was just, yeah, I think as well when it came out, I think that was the right time to stop. And that's them three episodes, they're so well written. Like, everything about it, so well acted. So it's what a sitcom should be. It was just great. It is, I think, Heroes of the best Christmas special of all time, in my opinion. That trilogy.
Should we break the rules?
What?
Well, we take money. We take money off. We take points.
We take
off.
Money. We get money for this.
We take points. We take points off for the non-Christmas intro. But shall for this episode, shall we give it the full 12?
Let's give it 12.
Right. No, even on the main show, no show has got 90.
I think
ever.
Yeah. Well, let's.
Yo.
Log.
It.
In. Twelve, man, it's...
I've just got to go now.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go.
No, you're not going nowhere.
Oh, can I not go?
No, Chris.
What's going to happen now?
Well, you need to press stop on it. I need to... there's someone here to see you. Hello, Chris, how are you? Who's this?
It's Father Christmas, I think.
Yes, hello, Adam. Lovely to meet you, Father Christmas. So, what do you want? I'd like to sing my song. Ho, ho, ho. He sounds a bit tired.
He's been up all night.
He sat up? Yes. Ho, ho, ho. Can I sing my song?
Yes, you can, Santa.
Okay. I'm very, very, very tired. I've been up all night traveling all over the world. So, give me a 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Day
But you're taking my things and throw them away. My digital watch, my digital frame, my digital clock, my digital game, and my Casio. So I sent her a text, what have you done? Then out of the bed, telephone rung. So I saw her at work, she was stacking some books. I knew what it meant when she gave me the look. She got an analog, analog girl, you're fighting the world. She doesn't need digital speed, caught in the past, girl, it won't last. Analog girl, won't you go digital with me? Doesn't have to be this way. Being analog in a digital age. I got my iPod, you got cassettes. I've got Tamagotchi, you've got real pets. I've got my sim, you've got your oboe. We're meet in the middle, we both got a pro-yo. Pro-yo! Analog girl, fighting the world. She doesn't need digital speed. Caught in the past, girl, it won't last. Analog girl, won't you go digital with me? Analog girl, fighting the world. She doesn't need digital speed. Caught in the past, girl, it won't last. Analog girl, won't you go digital with me?
Right, guys, we hope you have had the best Christmas. Thank you for sharing it with us. It generally means the world to us that you listened to this and wanted to spend 25 straight days with us. Thank you. That's all I can say from the bottom of my heart. And, yeah, have you got anything to say?
And thank you if you actually are watching. Oh, fuck.
If you're watching this, how are they doing that?
I can never get it right. If you're
watching this, then your Christmas has been very heavy.
If you are listening to this on Christmas Day, then that is high praise indeed. Because you could be watching something on telly. You could be watching, I don't know, that film when they all escape. The Great Escape. That's
the one. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
We've got some off-price crack ties, some miles and miles of carpet tiles, TVs, deep freezing, David Bowie LPs, pool games, gold chains, wuss names and Oedipus, some Trevor Francis track suits from a mush and shepherd's bush. Bush, 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 bush. No income tax, no VAT, no money back, no guarantee. Black or white, rich or poor, we'll cut prices at a straw.
Bookie Street.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.